app. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Seven Republican presidential candidates had harsh words for each other and President Biden Wednesday night.
In a debate on the Fox News Channel, the candidates discussed the UAW strike and whether President Biden should have walked the picket line. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
He should be on the southern border working to close our southern border because it is unsafe.
Both Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie took aim at Trump for skipping the debate and not addressing his record.
He put $7 trillion on the debt. He should be in this room to answer those questions.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The debate was held at the Reagan Presidential Library in California. The House Oversight Committee will hold its first hearing of the Republicans' impeachment inquiry of President Biden on Thursday. Republicans are trying to link the president to his son Hunter's international business dealings, says CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Whatever payments Hunter Biden received from his overseas business deals could be seen as bribery if he was the president, but he's not the president. So far, there is an absence of proof that Joe Biden benefited from those payments or was even aware of them.
We are days away from a possible government shutdown, and CBS's Scott McFarland says federal employees are preparing for the worst.
They can reach consensus on just one thing. They're running short on time and running short on hope. The outlook is so perilous, the head of a major federal employees union told CBS News he's urged members to save whatever they can in money. His paychecks could stop Sunday morning.
More auto workers are preparing to walk off the job, says CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
We hear now that the United Auto Workers plan to announce what will most likely be an expansion of the strike on Friday. Negotiations are continuing. It doesn't sound like any of the big three automakers are close to a deal being imminent, although certainly that could change at any time.
As far as the actors' strike goes, in a joint statement released Wednesday night, Hollywood Studios and the Actors Union said they will resume bargaining on Monday. Do you want to study or party? If it's the latter, there's one school that stands out, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
It's often a point of collegiate pride.
My school parties the hardest.
And the winner is Indiana University of Pennsylvania, at least according to a new survey of more than 60,000 students and recent graduates by the Wall Street Journal.
There was no winner in the Powerball on Wednesday night. The Powerball jackpot now rises to $925 million. Wednesday night, Powerball was the world's ninth largest lottery prize ever. The jackpot grows so large because there have been now 30 consecutive drawings without a winner. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com.
Here's to
credit.
Trekking through a kaleidoscope of fall color in Wisconsin. To being like, who's up for whitewater rafting? And turning stories into souvenirs. Here's to rich traditions, made new again with good company, and seasonal flavors that taste even better when shared with friends. Here's to those who Wisconsin. Plan your fall getaway at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Hour 2, the happier happy hour, the hump day edition, roll it into a dime. You ready, fella?
Let's do it, baby.
You know who's going to have a bad weekend?
Donald Trump.
Well, and the namesake, Trump Jr., Donald Jr., Fredo, as we affectionately call him occasionally around here.
Affectionately?
Well, I use that term loosely. I have affection for you as well, Don.
Yeah. Likewise.
You know what his gravest concern is? In light of this ruling by a judge in New York State, they're supposed to go to trial on Monday. Donald Trump, the entire Trump org, the two adult sons, Eric and, of course, Fredo Jr. And the judge has already made a ruling that effectively, oh, yeah, big time fraud. Yeah, a decade right. Worth of fraud. So they're really going to trial to determine damages and what to do, how to dissolve these corporations, how to disband them, if you will. Which brings me back to the Fredo Jr. story, which gives me just a little glee. You know, I take a lot of pride in my little fishing cabin. Put it out for rent. You can rent it if you want to. Look it up. Tell you about it someday. But Donald Trump Jr. also has a fishing cabin. Unlike the Crudies, he's got his in a real estate LLC.
Uh-oh.
And he's quite worried, Dom. Because according to this judge's ruling, he doesn't know if he can go fishing this weekend. It's a big problem in Trump Jr.'s life. Donald Trump Jr. worried today that he may have lost access to a New York cabin where he said to enjoy fishing. Is that what he calls it?
Yes.
Going up to the cabin fishing. Don't come looking for me.
I'm going to go bed. I'm going to go stay up all night and go fish real early.
Trump told War Room podcast host Steve Bannon that the ownership of the cabin was unclear after New York Supreme Court Justice Arthur Engoron. And just so we're clear, I heard it from expert counsel, Dom. The Supreme Court level is actually the district court level here in the state of Wisconsin. So they've sort of flipped what they describe as Supreme Court. So it's actually a low court ruling. But the judge, Engoron, found that the Trump family committed fraud by repeatedly manipulating the value of assets. And the former president's son suggested the judge had ordered the dissolution of Trump businesses. We've never seen any of this before, but yes, they are in fact trying to do that, Trump said. If you read the letter of the law, theoretically, my cabin in upstate New York, because it's owned by an LLC, then it's a corporation, and therefore I'm a part of it somehow, that has to be disbanded. These sound like first world problems to me, Dom.
Indeed.
Criminal first world problem, but I read on. So then what or who actually owns my cabin at this point? This has been done in such a roughshod manner. No one even knows what is real or what isn't. No one can make any sense of it.
No one? I think people can make some sense of it. Perhaps just not you.
Don, you can save a few bucks on the night crawlers this weekend. You're not going fishing. It's not your cabin anymore.
Oh, you know how it is. You go fishing, man. You get up early in the morning, flip over the rocks and find the eight balls. I mean, it's nothing like spending some time in the cabin. Pretty the Daily Beast. Trump basically just lost the New York bank fraud case before it even started. Let's throw this one out there. Former President Donald Trump, his top executives and heirs were declared completely liable of, quote, persistent and repeated fraud, unquote. And the real estate empire was unceremoniously stripped of its business licenses in New York after a judge's powerful, Crudy, it was very powerful, powerful ruling Tuesday ahead of a massive trial that seeks to hit them with more than $250 million in penalties for bank fraud. In a stunning development, the judge has already ordered the complete dissolution of the fabled Trump organization, the tycoon's pride and joy, the empire that made him famous and elevated him to the White House. The Trump organization and its sister companies will be sent into receivership to be under the control of a court-appointed officer.
What about the fishing cabin? I gotta go fishing!
Even before the trial officially starts, the ruling handed New York Attorney General Letitia James a near total victory, meaning that next week's trial will mostly focus on damages that could pulverize whatever is left of Trump's many business entities and bank accounts. In his 35-page opinion, Justice Arthur F. Engoron, I'm going to go with Engoron, tore apart what he called the family's bogus arguments, and he summed up the entire defense as a fantasy world, not the real world. Quote, in the defendant's world, rent-regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. Restricted land is worth the same as unrestricted land. Restricts can evaporate into thin air. All illegal acts are untimely if they stem from one untimely act. The square footage is subjective. Trump, several of his heirs' top executives will now be fighting off accusations of bank and insurance fraud at a civil trial that's scheduled to run from early October into late December. Tish James, the AG, seeks to punish them all for routinely lying about property values to score better deals. At trial, it will be up to the judge alone whether the Trumps will owe $250 million plus in penalties, be prohibited from serving as executives, and have the company charters revoked. In a scathing statement posted on his Truthy Social on Tuesday night, the former president described himself, his family, supporters as victims. Of course they are, man. They're victims of a, quote, widespread radical attack that's now devolved into new un-American depths. He described the judge as deranged and alleged that he was simply doing James's bidding. Today's action is a refutation of my status as the leading candidate of the president of the United States, he fumed. It is a terrible reminder that the radical left Democrats will stop at nothing to prevent me and the American people from winning the 2024 presidential election. Regardless of party, we cannot let this happen in the United States of America. Trump alleged that as his lead in the polls over Biden grows higher, his enemies are becoming more and more desperate and dangerous. At a court hearing last week, lawyers on both sides tried to convince the judge to grant them each a total victory to avoid much of the trial. And Goran decided against that, rejecting Trump's request to dismiss the case entirely and the AG's request to have the trial solely on damages. On Tuesday, Engoron ripped the Trumps, their lawyers apart for dragging this on so long with legal arguments that wasted the court's time by repeatedly questioning whether the AG even had the authority to hold them accountable this way. Those arguments glaringly misrepresent the law, and trying them again and again invoke the time loop in the film Groundhog's Day, the judge wrote, calling attempts to topple the case this way pure sophistry. I don't know what that means. Where's Maggie Dawn when I need her? And Goron also made the pivotal decision to keep all the AG's lawsuit intact, concluding that all the real estate deals in question are not too old for law enforcement to crack down on for bank fraud. He brushed off the Trump's attempt to whittle down the lawsuit ahead of the trial that could drain the wealthy family's bank accounts. The timing of the decision also throws a wrench into the Trump's Hail Mary play, in which they sued the judge directly and prematurely asked the state appellate court to intervene because he hadn't yet made his decision on the statute of limitations, an oddly aggressive move that reeked of delay tactics. That higher court, the appellate's division, First Judicial Department, has yet to weigh in. Doing so now might be a moot point. As such, the trial appears to be set to start next Monday as planned.
Dominic, I've got three defenses for Donald Trump. You tell me what you think of these defenses. One is actually perhaps credible, but the other two, tell me what you think. One, the value is as Trump sees the value. That's his true genius, don't you know? He sees the hidden value in the land, and only he, through his creative genius, you know, he's a developer. Well, he sees the value in land that others do not. Except when it's time to pay the taxes, then he's got a different set of books. But setting that aside for now, that's perhaps defense number one. Here's defense number two. It doesn't matter what inflated value he's willing to put on a piece of property, the Saudis will pay it. That's how badly they owe this guy or want this partnership. But that's, again, a Trump-offered defense, a verbal defense, perhaps a truthy social defense, Tom, but I know I've read it in the press in the last couple days. And here's number three. And maybe there's some credibility here. You tell me. You've got your MBA. You've been a trained businessman. I just sort of fell into business backward ass. So you tell me. Is it bank fraud if he never defaulted and never failed to pay back the bank with interest?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Is it bank fraud? Yes. Why would in any other circumstance, I'm just playing devil's advocate here for a moment. Of course. In any other circumstance, would you expect the prosecution of a borrower from a lending institution when the lending institution did not seek this prosecution against this prospective fraudster? So this is not at the bequest of the banks. The banks, in fact, if anything, tried to shield Trump from this. They tried to hide him from this for years. It's kind of a question. Do you have an answer?
Answer is if you assign a value to X, that is multiples of X, and it's really not X, and the taxes, the assessments say it's X, and the comparables say it's X.
But the underwriter didn't say it was X.
I get it. What do you mean the underwriter didn't say it was that?
Well, I mean, don't these banks have their own internal underwriters? Don't they make determinations on whether or not Donald Trump is a credible lending risk?
That's irrelevant to the fact. How the bank does their own operations is irrelevant to the fact that Donald Trump has claimed that these properties are worth billions of dollars and they're not worth billions of dollars. If Donald Trump claims that there's 30,000 square feet and it's only 10,000 square feet, I mean, that's fraud. That's still fraud.
Who's been harmed? Where's I'm just asking, where's the harm? Who is the harm person? The state? The state's been defrauded? No, the lenders, right? The lenders. But there was no default. If there's no financial harm here, who has in fact been defrauded? Who is the quote unquote victim?
Well, the American people are the victim, Crudy.
Well, because it's a state trial.
So what you're saying though, if I take what you are saying at face value, then the only way that fraud would ever be prosecuted is if there was actually some harm done, some harm to the lending institution. But that does not make the fact that these values are incorrect.
But they did not harm if the underlying loans were still viable because Trump made his payments and they got paid back with interest, and these banks did not seek retribution. Well, where is the fraud? Is it a witch hunt? ? Come back, more devils. Your call's next, 844-96-PARTY.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, some patchy fog forming too. 58 degrees by sunrise with light east winds. After the patchy fog early Thursday morning, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, the high 70. Good news for Friday, sunshine is back, the high 76. It's 60 at our studios.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can join us on the lines 844-967-2789, talking about the Donald Trump fraud case. And Crude brings up the point, if there's no official harm, if nothing was defaulted, everything was paid back, well, no harm, no foul, right? Well, I'll throw this back on you, Crudy, because you're the one that I bought a couple of mortgages from when you were back slinging mortgages. If we did a stated loan, I said a $100,000 property was worth $1 million and I could, you know, get 100% LTV on it, would that, and even that, so I get the money and I paid it all back, is that still fraud?
Well, that would, that would be fraud. And no, I would not do that deal. And actually, okay, the value of the property would be, let me reiterate now.
I paid it back. It's all good. No harm, no foul. I got more money than I should have. But, you know, I did well and everyone got paid back. No biggie. But of course, that's still fraud, man.
The likelihood that you as a personal borrower would get prosecuted for that fraud, considering the wide-scale fraud going on in the mortgage industry back in the 2007 think the Lehman Brothers days, these third-party mortgage brokers were brokering off loan packages in mass as quickly as they could sell them, and they were being bundled up on Wall Street and sold as derivatives, right? And the frothy exuberance crashed the entire real estate market and the entire U.S. and world markets there for a while. And the prosecutions really never followed. They never did. There was a shop in Madison. They were fabricating W-2s in the back, and no one went to prison. And I'm thinking, man, no wonder why so many people were willing to perpetrate those frauds. But how is that different than a Donald Trump as a guy? If you've got a co-conspirator in a bad mortgage lender, and somebody was willing to do that deal for you, Dom, and you got $1 million out against a property that was worth $100,000. And I'm sure somewhere that happened somewhere around 2007. Somewhere it happened. Well, of course, there is a criminal conspiracy going on there. But if the bank is doing their due diligence, if the bank has sent out their appraiser and they said, well, you know what, $1 million, that's a reasonable appraisal for that. Or we've reviewed that appraisal, or we've used a electronic appraisal mechanism and we agree that's within the range of feasible values, they should do some due diligence. I mean, Trump claimed 33,000 square feet in a place that had 11,000 square feet. That is provably false, right? That part, I would readily agree. Somebody committed fraud, probably a real estate appraiser in that case, right? Whoever certified, and of course it was Trump, but whoever certified what Trump said.
Right. Trump certified it, man.
That's but did he certify the blueprints in the square footage? I mean, he signed off on his taxes. But really, really, dude, I sign my taxes every year as well. I read about three lines. How much? What do I owe the IRS? When do I owe it to them? And I sign it. And if my accountant, if my Alan Weisselberg's cooked the books, would I know that?
Oh, come on. If you told him to cook the books, you would know that, Michael.
Well, I told him, don't tell me if you're going to cook the books, because I don't want to know.
Then you're still part of the conspiracy. And let's not forget, it was the fixer. It was Cohen who testified under oath about these specific things that finally, I mean, everyone knew, quote unquote, if you talk to the, you know, walk on the street in New York, everyone knew that the guy was a hustler and a fraud. But when you have someone stand up and testify and offer evidence about the fraud, well, then if you serve it to them on a platter, they almost have to look into it, especially when you're talking about the degree. I mean, we're not talking about 25 grand, man. We're talking about $250 million. So where was the benefit? Where was the harm? Well, the harm was that Donald Trump was enriched unjustly by $250 million by lying and engaging in fraudulent activity to profit himself. That's the fraud. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some of our callers. Dana from La Crosse, you are up. Coming to see you Friday. Dana, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dana.
Hey, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys Friday at Buzzard Billy's here in La Crosse on the Screaming Eagle.
4 to 6 p.m. Hey, right down there on Pearl Street. Come on down.
I know that one by heart. Say, I read a story about some new fraud coming on the line for Trump, but first, regarding the real estate valuations, I believe it was Andrew Weissman I heard last night. He was saying, you know, even if he did pay it all back and all that stuff, what it is the shareholders of those banks were harmed, because if he had paid the rates that he should have without filing false paperwork, well, they would have made more money off of him.
Either, come on, man. So marginal differentials in tax rates. What, like if he had the 750 credit score instead of the 780 credit score? I mean, Dana, they're still doing their due diligence. They still have every opportunity to inspect the underlying asset they're lending against. And I don't think that the shareholders down at Deutsche Bank really have fair standing to sue Trump. And I think there probably is a lot of fraud that was committed here. But the defense I'm already hearing on right-wing talk radio and these right-wing media sources is he didn't default on anything. He didn't fail to pay it back. No harm, no foul, Dana.
Well, I don't think the judge agrees with that either. Now, the news story I heard today, is, so his tower in Chicago uses water out of the Chicago River to keep the building cool. And for over 10 years, they've been lying about how much water they've been using. So that's coming down the pike. And what this tells me now is all his properties everywhere, they're all going to all start investigating him. He should have never ran for president.
No.
Great night, guys.
Thanks, Dana. See you on Friday, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, coming up your neck of the woods, coming to the Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street. You can join us there. Room for you at the bar, 4 to 6 p.m. If you come see us in La Crosse, Dana, I'll buy your first one. Devil's Advocates, Fall in Love. Hometown Tour 2023 tomorrow at the Bavarian Beer Haas. A little politics, then Packers. Come see us in Glendale, Milwaukee, talking to you. WRJN 1400 AM. That's your new home for the Packers. You know, Milwaukeeans, Wisconsinites. We've been listening to Packers on the AM for a good long time. We're going to continue to do so this season. Once again, WRJN will party with you tomorrow. See you in Milwaukee. But still, a lot of show left, a lot of callers. We'll get to you next.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Republican presidential candidate Florida Governor Ron DeSantis went after Donald Trump Wednesday night over the looming government shutdown. They spoke at a debate in California on the Fox News Channel.
Where's Joe Biden? He's completely missing in action from leadership. And you know who else is missing in action? Donald Trump is missing in action. He should be on this stage tonight. He owes it to you to defend his record.
A House committee begins its first hearings in its impeachment inquiry of President Biden Thursday. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The oversight committee would have to hear evidence showing that Hunter Biden leveraged his last name and his father took action or changed the policy to benefit a Hunter Biden client.
The United Auto Workers Union is threatening to walk out of more factories in a few days, says CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
The union has pretty much now appears that every week, if there's not a deal, they're going to expand the strike, seems to be the pattern.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs.
So do I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude. I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin. You said yes, Melissa. That was like 12 years ago. What do you think the hangup is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out of touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Under the helmet with the gravedigger, Gilbert Brown.
Jordan Love was 15 for 27 for 245 yards and 3 TDs against a JV team.
Oh, my and, God. I mean, I don't like Chicago, but I ain't going to call them a JV team. They suck, but it's a slap in the face. Okay. I'm laughing at y'all Bear fans.
I know, man.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger with Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5 The Tap.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the happier happy hour, the Wednesday edition. Going on the road Thursday and Friday. Thursday at the Bavarian Beer Haas, a little politics than Packers, Glendale. Join us there tomorrow night. I think Haasel's going to be there. Annalise is going to be there. Kuchka, I hope you're there. Kuchka, in regards to the earlier milk conversation, Kuchka texted at us. Well, of course, 90% of all Wisconsin milk is converted into cheese. Civic Media taught me that, says Kuchka. Thank you, Terry Barr. We did have some little factoids about cheese floating around here on the network for a while. Hope to see Kuchka and many of our friends in the Milwaukee market. And of course, Friday going to God's country, going to lacrosse. If it's got Oktoberfest in the name, probably made it on the calendar for the Devil's Advocates in the Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023. Milwaukee tomorrow, lacrosse on Friday. Perhaps a town near you coming soon. And you can be a part of this show each and every day, 844-967-2789. But in your case, CJ, I wish you'd skip a day or two. Let's go to someone not named CJ. Nick from Madison, a reasonable conservative friend. Nick, how you been?
Hey, Nick.
Good. How are you doing, guys?
Good, man.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, Nick, you're asking, you know, where's the fraud there?
Yes.
The fraud is that, you know, he got these loans. Yes, he paid them back. But he got these loans at a much lower rate than he would have had he...
Stick it to the banks. We should all screw the banks occasionally, shouldn't we, Nick?
No.
Suckers pay higher interest rates, Nick.
No, but he got a much lower rate than let's face it, I would never get those loans. But, you know, he got a much lower rate than someone else would. And so the thing is, the fraud is that when he paid them back, he did pay them back at those terms, but in fraudulent circumstances. There's the fraud.
Well, Nick, I'm less clear that the rate that Donald Trump was extended wasn't some sort of negotiated rate anyways, Nick. I mean, these are not rates that are on a sheet and the guy just gives it to him. He says, okay, let's lock her in for 30 days. This is not like a simple Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac backed home mortgage.
It was Russian money filtered through Deutsche Bank. It's an entirely different thing, but please continue, Curtis.
Different lending standards, if you know what I'm saying, Nick.
No. The banks look at all these things, and you said do the due diligence, but it's the due diligence, if all they have is, you know, lies that they're looking at, then...
I did mortgages, Nick. People lie. Yeah. How much money do you make? I'd talk to a small business owner. They'd tell me whatever the best month they ever had, and they'd multiply it by 12. I mean, inspect and verify. That's still fraud. Right? That's what the banker's job is.
But, Crudy, and that's the point, Nick. Crudy, you were involved. You knew mortgages. You knew when you filled out these applications that people were put in incorrect, inaccurate information. That's fraudulent just because that's what it is.
But it... What I'm contending, gentlemen,
not running for president.
That's a none of my clients have yet run for president. I hear Dom's considering, but no one to date. And it's been a minute, Nick, since I was in the loan origination business, right up until about the time Lehman Brothers crashed. But I would say I blame the banks that would possibly lend to this multiple bankrupt, lacking moral character in every single way, renegotiates every term, you know, sues you in court.
Well, that's why the son said they got most of their financing from Russia, because people wouldn't loan to them anymore.
Yes. There's a lot of blame to go around here. I mean, there definitely is, but all I'm saying is on Trump's part, I work in kind of in the financial industry, and there's definite fraud here that I see.
Okay. I agree with you. It's fraud, Nick. Yeah. The fake electors in the state of Wisconsin that cast the fraudulent Trump ballots, also fraud.
Yeah.
Also just fraud. So we're clear. Criminal fraud.
Also fraud. You know I'm not a Trump supporter, Crew. But actually, I'll save this for Friday, but I do have a grievance. But you'll like this one, because for once in my life, Crew, I agree with you 100%. And I'll let you know then.
Oh, that's a big tease. Now, Nick, let me ask you, are you going to watch the least important presidential debate of our lifetimes this evening? Are you going to watch the big GOP Foxy News debate?
I'll probably have it on in the background.
And Nick, who are you going to vote today for in the Republican primary? Who would you vote for?
If I had to vote for someone today, it would probably be Nikki Haley. I don't agree with everything that she believes, but I think she can be Biden, and B, she's not a piece of crap. You know? So that's what I think.
Nick, do you think the Republicans will select a, let's call it a piece of crap, and Donald Trump is their nominee? Do you think Trump will be the
nominee
of the party?
I think there's a lot of time. There's a lot of time between now and then. I think it all depends on kind of how many people drop out of the race. So, because Trump has never gotten more than 50% of a vote ever in any election. So if it was a two-person race with someone who was good, I think that, you know, they could beat him.
Who is no matter Nikki Haley ain't going to beat Donald Trump. Nobody on that stage tonight, Nick. You watch with a scrutinizing eye. And I don't have a dog in this fight per se because it's going to be Trump, I strongly suspect. But you watch and you tell me which one of those guys or girls is going to beat Donald Trump. And I would tell you none of them.
I agree. I think it's most probably going to be Trump. I'm just, you asked me who I would vote for. That's who I told you I would today. But I kind of think it's going to be Trump and Biden, and it's basically.
And then who do you vote for?
Yeah, then Predator. What are you doing, Nick?
Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins, we lose. But in that case, don't hold me to this, but I would probably vote for Biden because. Not because I like him, not because I agree with him, but because I want to get the Republican Party off this Trump train that they're on, which is giving us more Democrats, basically.
Well, you sound like Paul Ryan now, Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
Don't be doing the P90X. 844-967-2789. Sharky, listening on WRJN, perhaps, down in Racine. Welcome, Sharky. What do you got for us?
Hey, Sharky.
Hey, guys, I got to tell you what, I just finished my second box of Kleenex because Junior wasn't fishing with Dad. Is that right? Is that the story?
He's not sure if he has legal access to the lake cabin for the weekend, Sharky. It's going to be a problem because I think he's got some cocaine hidden up there in the closet somewhere.
You better clean the place out, man.
I got to tell you, gentlemen, in that area, and when you come out of New York, you come in northern Wisconsin, okay? And in northern Wisconsin, a lot of hunters and a lot of folklore, recent folklore, tells us that if you break into the Wisconsin map and you look real close at a town called Wabino and Blackwell, between Wabino and Blackwell, you'll find a lake. It starts with a T-R-U-M-P, Trump Lake. Now, That's on the map, and I'm still, like I say, I'm startled that you're making fun of this poor boy not being able to fish when Trump Lake is sitting up there right now just waiting for people to come on out.
Well, you're the Trump Lake Chamber of Commerce right now, Sharky. How's the fishing up there?
Well, I'm telling you, you forgot where I'm calling from. I'm at Rad City right now, and I'm trying to work my way up there, but I'm not too sure if I'm going to be welcome. So over the last 7 or 8 years, the sightings of either law enforcement or local people finding people setting up in 2015, when they were talking about the election and all the interference, many people are talking in that area I just mentioned, Wabino area, about how the this is wild, my friend. About how the certain individuals were setting back channels for telecommunications. It was reported. It was sent to certain agencies throughout, and everything from Wabino, maybe way out to Pike Lake, maybe into just before Minnesota. That upper third are aware of various tight camps, and it's really hush hush. But I'm not just blowing smoke.
Now, where's it out by the St. Ambrose Cemetery up there just to the north? Where's the encampment you're talking about? I've got the map up.
Well, Trump Lake sits like kind of southwest of Crandon, to give you some reference there, Curdy.
Right. Now, I'm not saying those two locations were going to be a camp, but I'll tell you those locations, the equipment was in place in 2015. And what they did with it, who reported it, and where they're going with it, it's really interesting.
Are you talking about like Michigan militia sort of stuff? Because they were going to go get Gretchen Whitmer, right, Sharky? I just want to make sure I'm following what you're laying down here, fella.
Well, that's what I'm laying down because, you know, these hunters go up there and they happenstance on this stuff and they happenstance on some high-level equipment that wasn't just a walk in the park to get you to the bathrooms with electric, okay? It's very interesting, and it's holding me back because I want to get a second cabin up there, and I don't know if I want to do it anymore.
Sharky.
Well, I would just say this, Sharky. If you get a second cabin, don't put it under an LLC under the Trump Organization because it might be dissolved.
Or disbanded. One or the other. They might disband your cabin, Sharky. You got to be careful. You know, Sharky edified me a little bit. I was unaware of Wabino or Trump Lake.
Thank you. We learned something. See, that's why I love our audience, man. I always learn something. Thank you for the call, Sharky. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're next. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
You know, now I got to figure out if we got anyone listening from Wabino. I got to go check the map.
You got to do some research. Hey, Mark, welcome.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I remember doing an audit one time, and one of the appraisals that was submitted along with this was that on the valuation of the property, they pretended there was access cutting across another piece of property that didn't even exist that inflated the value of that property. Was that fraud?
Right.
Well, sure. If there was not, you mean like they claimed they had lake access or something, and that was not legally part of the land value.
Right. It wasn't access to a lake, but it was actually, you know, cutting across another piece of property to access this other piece of property. And I kind of said, no, you really can't do that. And it's just, you have to evaluate these things at their actual value. Anything other than that is, when you're submitting that stuff, you're saying, yes, this is true and just. And if you're going beyond that, it simply is not true and just, and you're committing fraud. I mean, it doesn't
matter.
Wasn't
Scott Walker accused of that? When he was county executive through Big Blue.
That's the point. But that's the point.
Giving a big sweetheart deal to a donor. And
well, I mean, given a sweetheart deal.
Chisholm should have perhaps prosecuted that. But
given a sweetheart deal is one thing. To say you have an access to a lake, or to say you have unrestricted land when you have restricted land. To say, you know, I mean, those are the things. I mean, and Donald Trump, he continued, this was what the judge is saying. You lied about.
Who reads the covenants?
of the assets that you were borrowing against, and you can't do that. Apparently, that's something that's frowned upon. If you do it, I think they call it what's that word? Fraud, man. It's fraud.
I don't know how I found myself defending Donald Trump's.
No, man. Listen,
fraudulent actions.
Listen. It's not defending. It's the process, man. I totally understand. These are legitimate discussions to be had, because you know the righties are talking about it, so that's why we got to kind of flesh it out a little bit, man.
The righties are indeed talking about it. Clay and Buck and Bill O'Reilly, they're special guests today. You know, Bill's trying to preempt the least important presidential debate of our lifetimes as well, doing a little Twitter fest with the Tucker Carlson. You know, Bill's got
Bill and Tucker. Oh, that's a fine duo there. Didn't Bill have like 20? Didn't Fox pay out millions and millions of dollars because of Bill's behavior on set with some of the ladies?
Well, I think Tucker and Bill have that in common. Perhaps they compared notes.
Oh my God.
Bill's newest book, Killing the Witches. And he said he felt like it was time to write this book because it's a witch hunt for Trump. And that's where my arguments came from. Bill O'Reilly, you're welcome. More Devils.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Going to the Bavarian Beer House. You can join us there. Little politics, then Packers.
Mike and Dom bring the show to you in the Milwaukee area at the Bavarian Beer House in Glendale. Join them Thursday starting at 4 with a Packers party after the live broadcast.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
action.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Ball.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds overnight, some patchy fog forming too. 58 degrees by sunrise with light east winds. After the patchy fog early Thursday morning, we'll see mostly cloudy skies, the high 70. Good news for Friday, sunshine is back, the high 76. It's 60 at our studios.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I've paid my dues. The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
I've done my sentence, but committed no crime.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. And keep it locked, Miggy Dawn, the Miggy Dawn show coming up at 6 o'clock.
Dominic, also a blockbuster trade, did I mention? Bucks in six. Wisconsin Media Markets brought to you by Civic Media. They include WISS in the Fox Valleys, WFHR. North Central Wisconsin, WRJN, 1400 AM. That's how you're all going to listen to the Packers tomorrow night, as well in the Milwaukee market. We've got WRCE, Richland Center, WLAK up in the Minneapolis out market. Going to bring them some good basketball for a change. And the Big Q, 98Q in the Northwoods, all going to have Milwaukee Bucks basketball. And the blockbuster deal, I've even got Matt Cummings, our friend from WCPT, he's texted me. He's like, you know, I got both these guys on my NBA 2K 2023. The big trade, Drew Holiday out, Damian Lillard in. Lillard scored 32.2 points per game for the Portland Trailblazers last year. And Nate, I'm not a big NBA fan yet until I start hearing them on the Civic Media stations. Nate, you said this is a hell of a player acquisition for the Bucks, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Let me pull it up. I believe he has a seven-time NBA All-Star. Last time, I believe, was last year. He was an All-Star.
Wow. Rookie of the Year, his rookie season, you mentioned to me earlier.
2013, and but no championship rings.
Yet.
Nice. Yet.
Until this year.
Spent all of his time with the Trailblazers, and they've never won, but...
Since Civic Media jumped big with both feet into the, you know, the sports media marketplace, Tom, all of our teams coming up roses, Badgers going to the Rose Bowl, perhaps we'll see. But the Packers, they're definitely Super Bowl bound or bust, baby. Jordan Love going to be on the field tomorrow night, 7:15 kickoff. And for all you people outside of Milwaukee or Green Bay, you're going to have a hell of a time unless you get the prime. Because it's not going to be on your local TV station. In Milwaukee, they are playing it on Fox. I know they're playing it in Green Bay as well. But we'll be playing it on the radio, especially in Milwaukee tomorrow. WRJN 7:15. Dom and I going to the Bavarian Beer Haas to kick off the Oktoberfest. A little politics. And then Packers. Join us there 4 to 6 p.m. We'll be in La Crosse again Friday for the Oktoberfest. We'll be at the Buzzard Billy's on Pearl Street, partying with the people and our fine guests. We got plenty of them lined up. You're going to want to listen each and every day. And we still got time for your calls. You know, you're always a champion when you join us here on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Right, Rico? How you doing, fella?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you doing? Gotta go with Dom on this one. Hey, gotta go with you, Dom. Hey. The actual fraud and crime committed here, I believe, is being charged as a business crime. We all know what Trump's all about with his LLCs, Trump org. It's all real estate and whatever, but it is a business. And that business operates inside the state of New York. And there are licenses and all kinds of applications and forms that everybody knows to run any business anywhere in America. And that, along with probably the insurance, I might add, if there was a claim filed, I don't know about that yet. Yeah, that would be the true fraud right there. He defrauded the state of New York and the commerce to the people that are in charge of handing out business licenses. So, therefore, he's guilty.
Oh, man, he's been guilty of fraud all the way back to the Atlantic City casino days. You know, he almost didn't get his first license because of his associations with known organized crime figures. I mean, Trump Tower was built with effectively labor at the direct bequest of organized crime. Trump Tower was being built when New York City was on a labor strike.
I'm so glad you brought that up, cutie. Because
I'm a cutie too, see, man. Thing, in my own mind.
Yeah. Hey, the biggest thing that Trump ever wanted to be was a mob boss. Now, this guy has failed, literally failed, folks, at every single thing and corner of his life. Always. And he wanted to be a mob boss. And just as old Dana, I think, called in earlier and explained it to y'all, hey, you do not want to be the president. Mob bosses keep their name out of the highlights.
Right. The
And when do you hear from the mob bosses? When they've been caught and busted or they're dead. That's when you hear from a mob. Trump couldn't even be a mob boss. That was his greatest dream. Remember Roy Cohn?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Rico, you're a friend of ours.
Not Roy, just a friend of mine.
Roy Cohn, of course, was counsel to Joe McCarthy, the terrible senator from the great state of Wisconsin, the communist seeking under every
McCarthyism.
Rock.
They got a name after that dude.
Well, there'll be a Johnsonism. Trumpism? At some
is there
going to
be a Trumpism? I mean, is there a Trumpism now? I mean, let's just call it what it is. I officially decree Trumpism, registered trademark, is the new word. It's Trumpism. Currently, the judge. In this
Shukin.
Case,
or the,
no, okay. Engeron, the defense in the defendant's world, rent regulated apartments are worth the same as unregulated apartments. That's a different thing, Curry, right? Those are different values. Yes. The judge identifies that restricted land is worth more, is worth the same as unrestricted land. Also, not true. Those are fraudulent statements. Those are fraudulent acts to claim that one thing is one thing versus another. So those are the specifics that the judge articulated in his ruling.
There were 8-4-4, specifics
9-6-7-2-7-8-9
in his book, Trump Revealed. And he actually gave interviews for Trump Revealed. But there was a major, I think it was in Coho, in New York, a fraud of sell-through numbers in a large project. And if you've ever been around lending, banks are a little leery to lend if you're like the first guy in and there's 300 units.
Oh, it was a condo project. The kids were pushing.
Yeah. And they were misrepresenting the sell-through figures.
How many actually sold, how many units sold in the development versus what they were telling people.
And let's say there were 20 sold out of 100. They were telling people they had reached the magical threshold, which was like 75% sell-through. Because the first half, you know, it's pretty hard to sell without like some Russian cash. And that was the other thing. My understanding, they've always, always embraced Russian cash buyers.
Weird how that works. Strange.
So strange. So weird.
Yeah. Wow. I guess we'll never know.
Let's make him president again. Wouldn't that be a great idea?
Let's do it again.
CJ, so sorry. There wasn't time for you today. Maybe if you drive down to Milwaukee, Dom would buy you a beer at the Bavarian Beer House.
On Friday. You know, we'll see what happens, man.
Don't wreck my good time in lacrosse, CJ. You stay home. Yeah. The rest of you, you're welcome to join us. You stick around. Right now, the Maggie Dawn Show is next. And then the Empowered Caregiver with Lisa Hellenbrand. That'll be a fine show as well. She's got former governor Martin Schreiber. I remember Marty as a kid. When my mom pushed a bill through, she was an unpaid lobbyist. I got to go to a bill signing with Marty Schreiber. I asked my wife, ask Marty if he remembers the kid with the bowl cut on the end. Sadly, he did not.
You had hair?
Back then. Prince Valiant style. Have a great night, everyone.
Emptying out your lederhosen. It's time for Oktoberfest in La Crosse, September 28th through the 30th. 3 days featuring German food and beer, Stein races, barrel rolling, and the best in live music, polka bands. Celebrate the friendliest fest in the Midwest, Oktoberfest in La Crosse, Thursday through Saturday, September 28th to the 30th at the Oktoberfest grounds. Find more information at OktoberfestUSA.com. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W22 ADP Eau Claire.
And streaming.